This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Another day, another bailout in the Eurozone, courtesy this time of Cyprus. It's the fifth country to ask for help, if you're keeping track. All the Euro drama, though, is unsettling the UK. London's FTSE stock index was down about 1% today. Manufacturing is off there. The British economy is shrinking. Brits are in the middle of their second recession since the 2008 financial crisis. That crisis is the backdrop for John Lanchester's new novel. It's called Capital, about the residents of one upwardly mobile block in London and their combined financial fates. John Lanchester, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai.
The London property bubble is, in a way, at the heart of this book. And what happens on the main street there that you have set it on, Pepys Road in London, and the neighbors and the environment that they have there. And what happened is that these people became, as their properties gained in value, they became very well off.
You know, when you get these sort of global bubbles, there is a collective madness. And it reached very deep here. People treated their houses basically as if they were gigantic ATM machines, which only dispense cash. But I wanted to catch that moment of obliviousness, because there's something very interesting about obliviousness and people not knowing what's about to happen.
And it was collective obliviousness, and it was willful obliviousness.
Willful and willed. You know, at the peak of the boom, I don't know, three times a week the phone would ring, an unsolicited call offering credit. And the thing about credit is actually it's something in the old days people used to call debt. You know, debt used to be a bad thing. They renamed it credit, and now we all want more. And I think that it is a thing that is caused by, you know, large institutions that have, you know, lost their compass and lost their sense of, you know, what responsible lending is.
One of the other themes that runs through this book, and I'll try to do this without giving too much away, but there's an element of we want what you have. Somebody shows up at these houses on Pepys Road and sends them postcards literally saying we want what you have. And, of course, the thing that came to my mind was the debate that's happening in this country over Occupy Wall Street and tax the rich and the 1% and the 99%.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of our society is based on this basic motive of wanting things that we see. We spend a lot of our day being encouraged to want stuff. And that's a theme in the book, that thing about people looking at things and wanting the thing that is just very slightly out of their reach.
Well, and it's reflected in the title as well, Capital. I mean, obviously, it's the city of London, the capital of England, but it's obviously the notion of capital and finance and how important it is, not just in your characters' lives, but in the lives that we all lead.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, if you're struggling to pay the bills, you're not very interested in the abstract sense in which we have collectively lost our moral compass about capital. But, you know, we've traveled a long way down this particular road, broadly speaking, since the early 80s. You know, it's very interesting that the three really big pieces that came out in the 80s about that moment, the movie Wall Street, Michael Lewis's Liar's Poker, Tom Wolfe writing The Bonfire of the Vanities about Masters of the Universe, that was supposed to be a blistering excoriation. And they adopted it as a motto. You know, they all coined phrases, greed is good. That became a slogan for Wall Street. They loved that.
So what's the line coming out of this book? What's your Masters of the Universe or greed is good?
I guess that the world is full of people saying that they want what we have.
Yeah.
And we in the developed West, we have a lot on our minds, but we also tend to forget that we're some of the richest and luckiest people who've ever lived. And, you know, maybe there are moments when we should pause and remember what it is that we do have.
The book is called Capital. It's a novel by John Lanchester. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Kai.